Ashrei. Ashrei, the Halakha, Tefillah of Ashrei, nice. That the Gemara says about Ashrei.
We're doing before. You say it three times.
Exactly. Abdallah Rama Bezin Brachas. Omer Rebavina. Kola Omer Tehillah LeDavid. B'chol Yom. Tehillah LeDavid is the capital of Tillum of Ashrei. Ashrei is a pasuk, not part of the capital. So really, that it starts with Tehillah LeDavid. B'chol Yom. Sholish Pa'amim. Muftach Loi. He is promised to be Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba. So, my timer, what's so unique about this tefillah? Ilei mamashum da'asya ba'alav beis, because it has the entire alav beis. Neima, ashrei smimei derech. There's other tehillim that have it. Right? El mashum da'isbe pesechis yodecha. Talks about that Hashem is mefarnes us. He gives us parnasa. So, you say, halala gadol. It says, noisin lachal b'chol b'asa kilom chazay. It says, gemar, el mashum da'isbe tervayu. It says both. It has alav beis and pesechis yodecha. And the question is, what's the connection between both? So it has both, okay? Does that mean that they're connected or not connected? So,
which Gemara is that in Brachos?
Yeah. So the pshat is that the Aleph Beis symbolizes Limud HaTorah. Because it's all the letters in the Torah. So it contains all the letters in the Torah. And
are you going to state the exception, right?
What? It doesn't have nun in it, but the Gemara says that there's a reason for that. It says all the letters in the Torah, and therefore, thank you. I didn't want to miss that. So it has all the letters in the Torah, and therefore, it symbolizes Limud HaTorah. The Pasuk Pesach Es Yadecha symbolizes that Hashem sustains us. And the symbolism, says the Marsha, is that saying both is that Hashem sustains our neshama with the Torah, and he sustains our guf with the food. And so Hashem sustains us in both the spiritual way and in the physical way, and that's what's unique about this capital of Tehillah.
So Pesach is there for spiritual, Torah?
No, that's physical. Oh. That's he gives us food.
Okay.
Spiritual. Okay? Fine. Anyway, let's go through. There's a couple of halachas mentioned also. Binagia Ashrei. That a person has to be mechaven in the pasuk Pesach Es Yadecha. As a matter of fact, if a person said the pasuk Pesach Es Yadecha, Hashem, you write that pasuk, that Hashem opens his hands to sustain us, and does not have kavana, he's actually supposed to repeat that pasuk. So if you're not yotze. And furthermore, if you finished Ashrei and you remember you did not say Pesach Es Yadecha, you should go back to Pesach Es Yadecha and repeat Ashrei from that point and on.
You didn't say, or you didn't say with Kavanah?
You didn't say it with Kavanah. Okay? And if you are later on and you remember you didn't say it with Kavanah, then after davening you should say from Pesach Es Yadecha till the end of the kapitel. So it's not like a joke, it's like a real deal over here that you gotta say this pasuk with real intensity. And you gotta remember that Hashem, you give us food every day.
After Yichud and after Shabbat.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't learn your lesson by then, you know. Okay.
You know, the Sfardim, they go like this. They do Poseach.
I don't know if it's Sfardim only.
Sfardim, we kiss the Tefillin of Shal Rosh and Shal Yah, but Sfardim do like that.
Okay, so the point is, it's important to be Mechavit. Now, as we were learning with Mechavrusa, we were learning to try to understand what's the, you know, it was funny because I had prepared from this sitter. And then, like, I want to get another perspective, so I took out the Malbim and the exact same Pirish. So, it seems like what they're focusing on is that there are two ways, and what's unique about this Kapitel Tehillim is that it really goes all out in describing the godliness of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, and our responsibility to praise Hashem when we are oymed, when we appreciate and realize that greatness. So it's both parts of it. It's one is the greatness itself and our responsibility in responding to that greatness with praise. You okay?
He feels better
today. Something happened?
Huh?
Okay, good.
No, I actually wasn't feeling
well. Yeah, you got the little thing. Okay, good. So, okay, so let's start from there. So first we start praising Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. It's praiseworthy anybody who gets to sit in your house. Oyd Yaluchasela. They will continuously be mahalal you. Ashrei Am Shakachalai. Ashrei Am Shashem. Okay, these two psukim are not next to each other, but the idea is that praiseworthy is the person who gets to sit in the house of Hashem, and praiseworthy is the nation who has the opportunity to do so. That's one of the pshatim.
So the first pshat is almost like v'shafti v'beis Hashem.
Yeah. Correct. Now,
Yud.
So they say that the reason why it says Ashrei three times before we start Tehillah L'David is as a remez to tell you that the person who says Tehillah L'David three times a day will be Zeich Tehillah Haba. He'll get Ashrei. Praiseworthy is the person that will say Tehillah L'David three times. So say Ashrei Yoshev V'Zecha, Ashrei Mishkacha, Ashrei Am, Shashem Alekov. The three Ashreis is because the person who will say three times will be zoicha to that. Okay. Now, Tehillah LeDavid.
Well, by the way, do you happen to know, just off the bat, when did David say this, or what period of his life?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure it's known, but I'm not aware.
Right.
Now, Tehillah LeDavid, this is the praise of David. Arei Mimcha Eloikai HaMelech, I will be meroimim you, means I will praise you in a uplifted way. Va'avarcha shemcha, and I will bless your name lo'olam v'ed. Now this is a concept. This pasuk is coming off a concept that we've mentioned many times. Is that as much as we describe Hashem, okay, that's only a description of the way Hashem interacts with us, but it has nothing to do with a description of Hashem Himself. Okay, so because we can't describe anything about Hashem Himself, we have no idea. Okay, so let's say you could have that. Let's say you're in a country, whatever, and the king of the country has certain laws. So you understand the way he behaves to the country, but you have no idea anything about him. You know if he's a good husband, he's a good father. No idea. Before the days of the internet, definitely wouldn't have no idea, right? So, so in the godless of Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, there is no, it's beyond human comprehension to comprehend anything about Hashem. The only thing which is possible is for us to describe some of his actions, and we could pick up the midos through his actions. So that's what we're saying here. Aroi Mimcha Eloikai HaMelech. Hashem, you yourself, I could just uplift you and say, Hashem is great, but I have nothing specific.
No words.
But va'avarcha, if I want to give a bracha is when someone does something for you, is the interaction, is shimcha, is your name. Your name is the description of your hanhaga, is a description of your deeds, or the way you behave to the world. So va'avarcha, shimcha, la'olam v'ed, that I could do. Okay, so first we start off this capital, which is going to describe all about what Hashem does for the world by saying that we don't really, everything that we're about to describe is only the actions and the deeds and the way that Hashem interacts with the world. That has nothing to do with Hashem Himself. Okay, so when we call Hashem as a rachum, Hashem is merciful, or Hashem is chanum, right? Hashem has pity, and all these separate things, it doesn't mean that Hashem has a midah of passion. It means Hashem, sometimes, of being compassionate. It means that sometimes Hashem behaves towards us with rahmanus. That's what it means. So, that's what it's saying in the pasuk. Now, we go on and say, b'chol yoyim avarchecha, this bracha that I give you, because you continuously shower the world with your blessing is b'chol yoyim, every day. B'chol yoyim avarchako. V'ahalala shimcha, and I will, again, the same thing. I will be mahala, I will praise your name, which is the manifestation, your interaction with the world, lo'olam v'ed, forever. Okay? Then he says, Godol Hashem. Hashem is great. Umuhulal me'oid. The gedula of Hashem, when you say Hashem is great, it means that Hashem causes everything in the world to happen. So everything that's happened is my machmas, your gedula. But even your gedula, here's the chiddush, ein cheker. We cannot cheker. Cheker is when it is to research. Let's say chakira is to research something. So l'gdulasa, your greatness, ein cheker. No research in the world will be able to uncover the expansiveness and the greatness of your deeds. So here's a chiddush. In other words, not only is that Hashem himself is unfathomable, even Hashem's deeds are unfathomable. Even the way Hashem deals with nature is be'etzem unfathomable. And now he's going to bring a riot to this, which we learned. This is gevaldik. It says, Dor l'dor yeshabach ma'asecha. Generation after generation, they will praise your deeds. Okay, now what does this mean? So he says here in the Siach Yitzchak, in the Malbim, he says the same thing. Gevaldik adher. Dor l'dor means every generation will praise Hashem in a new way, because they're going to uncover something that the previous generation didn't know. And this is in the natural sequence of things. Scientists will always find new things and a deeper understanding of the natural world, and understandings in a way that was not understood till now. It's always like that, right? There's new technology, there's new medical research, there's new science research, right? So every generation will realize, one second, now I have a new understanding of Hashem that they didn't have before. And nowadays, the scientists are already koifer, so they don't attribute anything to Hashem, because then they wouldn't be in charge. Because the scientists today are not looking to find the emes. They're looking how to manipulate science. The study of science is for the purpose of manipulating science. So therefore, there would be no point in saying that there's a God. Because then essentially there's no point in manipulating it. Hashem's in charge anyway. So it undermines the whole purpose of the study. The purpose of the study is to show that you're in charge. If the moment is that Hashem's in charge, then it kind of weakens the whole study of science. So scientists, in the old days, the purpose was to uncover the Bria the way it is and realize the Chochmah of the Bria. Today, it's uncovering the Bria and figuring out how to manipulate it. So the scientists are koifer. But the idea is that we, when we hear the new research and the new stuff, we should realize, wow, right, look how fool, look, the people that were the Einsteins of the world, right, 50 years ago, didn't touch the tip of the iceberg of what we know today. Right? So that means that the biggest goyim, the biggest geniuses, the biggest whatever, they know nothing about what Hashem put into the Bria. It's a pellet. So dor l'dor, every generation, yeshabach ma'asecha, will be meshabach you in a new way that the previous generation couldn't. Because they didn't know this knitch, right? Before Einstein, they didn't know that you take this table is less than 50% solid. Right? So no one knew that. And no one knew that if you take the atoms and you say you make... So, and nowadays, we take all that and make it how much more so, right? So, the look into the Bria, every generation will come up with new things to be Meshabech. Now, this, by the way, is the reason why when there's a conflict between Torah and science, it's foolish to go with the science version. Because the scientist who holds that he's the greatest scientist of the generation will tell you that the greatest scientists of last generation was wrong. So, and that the one before him was also wrong, because they found new stuff now. So what makes this guy such a balgaiva to think, but next generation I'll still be right? Every scientist was disproved in the next generation, that they didn't really know everything. But now we know. And now this is, the book stops here, and I'm right, and this is the way it is. In 50 years from now, they're going to realize that you're a fool. You didn't know anything. So if there's a conflict between what the scientist says and what the Torah says, the Torah is eternal, and the scientists are constantly being disproven. Right? So, and the way things are, moving, things are like at such a rapid pace that things are becoming obsolete within 2 to 5 years, right? So it's like whatever. That's just off topic, but so that's what it means here. Dor l'dor yeshabach ma'asecha. It's a gevaldik deher, because it's so true. It's kishmah.
That's a ma'abim.
That's a ma'abim. Yeah. Ugvuraisecha. Okay. So first of all, within the derech hateva, every generation is mishabeach. Ugvuraisecha, and your gvurais. Your gvurois is not teva. Your gvurois is when you change teva, is when you battle teva. The gvurois of Hashem is in the hanhaga, okay? It's in the way Hashem deals the hashkacha pratis. So that's yagidu. They're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that constantly. So dor ledor, every generation is going to talk about what you created in teva. But divrei neflois, but gvuraisecha, your gvurais is yagidu. That everyone will talk about also.
Our job.
Hadar kavoid haidecha. Okay, this is a little bit complicated, the connection here. But v'divrei neflaisecha asicha. So the Malbim says that the focus here is that besides seeing the natural godless of the Rebbeinu Shlaylam, that every generation is going to see the greatness, you also have to look at the hoid. And we've spoken this out before, but hadar is external beauty, and hoid is internal, is the internal beauty. So what the hadar, the greatness of the world, what it has to ultimately show us is kvod hoidecha, is the kvod of your hoid, is the internal beauty of everything. So you can't just look at it from the external. You gotta. All this should teach us about the internal beauty of the Bria, which is all Hashem talking to us. Like great people, like Rabbi Avigdor Miller and these type of people, they would look at an apple and see Hashem, basically.
I just feel like sort of. I understand the concept of what you're saying. Every successive generation, there's this new understanding of Taylor. I mean, as you said, Avigdor Miller, so how much more so Moshe and closer to Sinai? It just seems like you're saying the scientists continue to get it wrong, whereas
I don't think they're getting it wrong. They're getting more correct, but they're not there. They don't have the full picture.
Right. I mean, it just seems like the success of Doras, that it's becoming less removed from us, and so that it's although the scientists would claim that it's more revealed than Anderson and the technologists and whatever, but it seems like that still doesn't get to the actual like MS of what it actually is, which is something that we had closer to like Russia. So for me, it's sort of complex.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
On both ways.
What?
Both ways. Closer you're in Moshe, they understood Hashem is everything, and they were saying the opposite, that science is uncovering everything and discovering it and learning new things. Oh, now we can really appreciate it.
To me, it seems more logical that like the ultimate would have been like what Moshe knew, not like what the science is.
So, Moshe Rabbeinu knew whatever a scientist will never know. Right. So that's why, in a spiritual sense, it's true that the closer someone's connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, the greater his appreciation on a spiritual level of Hashem is. But there's a truth to the fact that there still are new giluyim of how Hashem manifests Himself in the Bria. That's not the real Hashem, like we're saying. That's just the koach of Teva, the greatness of Teva. It's a great thing, the greatness of nature. That's not the thing itself, right? It's like let's say Lamashal, right? You have this great architect who built a huge house or whatever, I got through the first floor. Wow, look at this, every detail, the engineering, this, that, and then he gets to the second floor. But the guy that built it with him originally still knows more. It's just not a steer. So, you're uncovering, but that's not, Now, Hadar Kivoyd Haidecha still is very important in this point, is that you still have to see the internal beauty and the koch of Hashem in this. So, Hadar Kivoyd Haidecha, V'divrei Nifloisecha Asicha. And this is also what we say, what the Malbim says. Asicha is a lotion siach. Siach is a language of discussing. I'm not making a big deal about it. I'm not making a big project. You know why? Because I live it. It's just my sicha schulen. That's what we're saying, like Rabbi Victor Miller. It became such a reality to him. If you're living with Hashem, that you don't have to like that story with Moshe Shapiro's itself. That someone came to him, some crazy, crazy mice, about how, across the globe, two family members got reunited after the Holocaust, after 50 years, and the Hashgacha brought this, how they ended up meeting each other. It was like not, unbelievable. So he tells Rav Moshe Shapiro the story. And Moshe Shapiro, very nice. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again. Did you hear the detail in that? All the tremendous detail that went in. The 30 years older, 30 years before, someone left their passport there. Did you hear the whole detail? So he says, yeah, says the whole story. Thank you. Well, why aren't you in the spoil? Why aren't you like... So he says, you're trying to prove to me that... You're trying to show me that God runs the world. I know it already. I don't see a chiddush from the story. Of course, God runs the world. It's like what's a chiddush? Right? So that's what he's saying. These things are going to be so posh to me, it's going to be my sichas chulin, it's going to be my regular speech that I'm going to constantly talk about Hashem.
It seems that each pasuk so far is split in half. It's like the first half is about Hashem, and then the second
half... How we're going to respond to it. Right. It's something like that. Ve'ezuz ner eisecha yoymeru. Okay, and the rest of the people in the world, everybody's going to talk about your neirois, the great deeds that you've done. Duloscha saprena. So here, they say the mafarshim, what the pasuk is coming to say is that there's a dual thing here. On the one hand, people tend to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in bad things more than in good things. When there's a tsunami and thousands of people are killed in Nepal, all of a sudden, oh wow, God is amazing, whatever. Right? But like, when there's just the regular good things happening, right? People have babies and get married and people pass over that. And people, people will take out and say, oh, you see, Hashem can punish you. Look what he did in the earthquakes. Look what he did. Hashem can punish you. Look what he did to Sdoim. So he says, the Welt talks about your strength that comes out through your Neurois, through the awesome things that you do that are scary. What I will speak about is the gedula that I see from Hashem. I'm not going to get scared from that. I'm just going to see from that that Hashem, you're gadol, you control nature. But moreover, zecher rav tuvchay abiyu, you should speak about the toiva of Hashem. All everything that happens in the Bria is not for punishing people. Everything that happens is for toiva. It's for the toiva of Hashem. It's tzidkoscha, and it's tzedek, it's righteousness, it's exact. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem, you're chanun and rachum. Erech apayim, you are patient, which means that Hashem, you encourage people to do tshuva and not get punished. Gdol chosen, and you have tremendous amount of chesed. Yeah, I didn't translate that. No, I didn't. What does it mean?
Yeah.
It means that they're going to praise your tzedakos. They're going to praise your righteousness.
Chanun v'rachum, though, doesn't have the two parts that I was talking about.
No, because now we're focusing on the...
No, but the next
everything that happens
does.
To Hashem is good.
Right.
Toiv Hashem lakol, v'racham av al kol masav. Hashem is really toiv, good, and he has rachmanus. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. Everything Hashem should... Everybody, even those that got punished... Even the people that got punished from you, you should thank you, because really everything is for the good. The chasidecha and your chasidim yivrachuka will bless you. Okay? Now the next two psukim, according to the Malbim, have a very interesting relationship. Again, we have to remember that there's two parts to Hashem, to Hashem's Tashon. There's two parts to Hashem's Hanhaga in the world. The Malchus of Hashem symbolizes the daily routine. Right? A king has to shtel avek rules and regulations. This is the way it is. Right? He doesn't go past the regulations, he doesn't change things. This is the regulations, this is the way it is. The Gvura, right? What's Gvura? Gvura is breaking it. Right? Gvura is breaking it. So Malchus symbolizes the daily, the Gvura symbolizes the changing of the daily is when you bend the rules. So Hashem created the rules, and Hashem sometimes bends the rules. So it says, "Kvoid malchuscha yomeru." People will see the year Hashem. They will see your malchus. They'll talk about it. Ugvurascha. And your gvurais, which means the bending of the rules, yidaberu, they'll speak about your nisim, the nisim of Hashem. But really, he says it should be the opposite. Lo haydia livnei ha'adam gvuraisav. Really, the people should see your gvurais, the nisim, uchvoid hadar malchusai, and then see your malchus. Right? So what does that mean? He says like this. He says that some people will only believe in miracles after they know that Hashem created the world. They don't. We have to take the opposite sometimes. Don't prove that Hashem created the world. But look at the miracles. Look at the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look at when Hashem used his Gvura and used that itself as the proof that Hashem created the world. See, because what happens is that some people, I don't really understand fully what he's saying, but it seems like that's the idea, is that there's certain times when Hashem displayed Gvura that we should use that for Chizuk and Emunah. We have to use the Gvura of Hashem for Chizuk and Emunah. So some people go this way. There's two ways to go. Some people will take the Malchus you know, the set rules. And then when Hashem bends the rules, as the Chiddush. And sometimes some people will take the opposite and start with the Gvurais and then see the Malchus. So those are the two Pesukim. Kavoyin Malchus Chayimeru Ugvuras Chayidaveru. L'idea Livnei Adam Gvuraisav. Kavoyin Adam Malchusai and then see the Malchus. And there's two ways. Sometimes the Malchus is clear and the Gvurais is not. Sometimes the opposite. Okay, so we'll finish next time.